All right. Today, I want to talk about the one thing that you are not doing and why that is really setting yourself up for failure, making your budget not work. So if you are constantly putting a budget together or wanting to reset, wanting to do your budget, manage your money better, and you're like, why is this not working for me? Like, what am I doing wrong? Budgets just don't work. There's something wrong with budgeting. Like, it just doesn't work for me. We're going to talk about why that is and what you can do to change it. So let's dive in. Hey there, welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley Patrick, realistic, judgment-free money coach, and I've been a money coach for over 7 years. I break down the overwhelming side of money that keeps you in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Let's dive into it. All right. So one of the main things that I see people doing that is really not setting themselves up for success, which in turn means they're setting themselves up for failure, and that is not being realistic. So you have to be realistic with yourself, with the life that you have, the season that you are in, the job that you have, the children that you have, the expenses that you have. So what that looks like a lot of times that I see is that people will want to go from spending thousands of dollars a month on food, between groceries, eating out, restaurants, fast food, all the things. And I'm talking $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 a month. And they want to go down to a more realistic amount, which is, you know, around $800, depending on your family, okay, and inflation and where you live and all the things, right? And they think that that's just going to magically happen, and they don't understand why it's not happening. And it's because you've got to change your behavior. You have to change your habits. You have to change your routines. You have to meal prep. You have to plan what you're going to eat for dinner, and then you need to have some quick and easy backups for when you don't feel like cooking that because you had a hard day, things came up, you forgot about something that your kids had, or the school didn't tell you till the last minute, which happens to us all the time. The school will tell us like the day before, hey, your kid needs this tomorrow or has a thing tomorrow, and I'm like, well, good, I had plans, so thank you for letting me know the day before. You know, maybe you get stuck in traffic. That happens around here. The traffic's pretty bad. And maybe by the time you get home, you're so frazzled, stressed out mentally and physically that it's just like, I don't want to deal with dinner. Okay. You've got to have a plan for that. So we keep a lot of things on hand that are frozen or just quick, easy box meals. Yeah. Maybe it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's still cheaper than eating out and probably healthier than eating out. And it helps me stick to my plan and stick to my budget. It's also a lot harder to justify, you know how we do, we justify going through the drive-thru because it's easier, it's faster, I'm tired. It's harder to do that when you know you have things you can cook at home. And so I will keep a list instead of saying like, okay, Monday we're going to eat this, Tuesday we're going to eat that. I just keep a list of the meals that we have. And I will keep a list of the quick and easy and frozen meals that we have on there as well so that we can see, it's like, okay, fine. I just go throw frozen pizza in the oven, throw some chicken nuggets in the and some mini corn dogs, you know, the stuff my kids will actually eat, you know, and we usually have everything for tacos. Tacos is a quick and easy meal, and our family loves tacos, and we have it at least once a week. So tacos is a hit around here. So what do you need to do to set yourself up for success when it comes to sticking to your budget? That means your meal planning, okay? But it also could be making sure that you have in your schedule a day, a time, and a place that you're going to check in with your budget. So check in with your spending, check in with where your money needs to go. And a lot of times I would do that the night before payday. I would just double check everything, make sure everything was still where I wanted it to go. Friday morning, because we always got paid on Fridays, whenever I had like a regular paycheck job, We would get paid every week, basically, between the two of us. And so every Friday morning, I would go in a little. I was always early to work anyway, because if you weren't early, you were going to be super late because of traffic. There's only one main road coming into town from this side of the lake, literally the only road, unless you want to drive way out of your way to drive around the lake. So I would get there early. Otherwise I'd be super, super late. It was ridiculous. Anyway, so when I got there early, then I would see, okay, what was the actual paycheck numbers? And then, you know, make any tweaks or adjustments I needed and make my list of what cash I needed to get at lunchtime. So at lunchtime, or, you know, if something came up during the day, which as a detective, it often did, I could go and run to the bank to get what cash I needed for the weekend. The other thing that I want you to think about and consider is, are you second guessing yourself and doing things like not sending the money on payday for bills and to extra to debt or extra savings because you want to wait and see what happens this weekend? Maybe you'll need it. And that's setting yourself up for failure because something will come up. And if you have the money sitting there, it's real easy to be like, oh, well, I have that money. Okay, just fine. Instead of just saying no or saying it can wait. Most things in our lives that we justify needing can wait or are wants. And so if you go ahead and send the money on Friday, you don't have that temptation because the money is gone. And come Monday, you're not like, oh my God, where did all of my money go? Stressing because you didn't do what you actually wanted to do with that money, right? The other thing with your budget planning that is not setting yourself up for success is not giving yourself wiggle room in the numbers. So you're being too tight with the numbers. And then when something is just like off a little bit, you get flustered and overwhelmed. You don't know what to do and you just quit because budgeting doesn't work. You've got to have a buffer in there, okay? Because sometimes things are not exactly what you think they will be or want them to be. And so what that means is having a miscellaneous category because there's going to be stuff that pops up that you're not sure what thing to put it in or you forgot about or didn't know about. Maybe your friends want to go out and you didn't necessarily have the money set aside for that payday for fun or restaurants or whatever. And you do have a little bit of money in your miscellaneous fund and you decide you're intentional with it, that you're going to do that. The other thing would be not having a checking account buffer. So you can have a miscellaneous category and you can also have a checking account buffer category. And that amount for the buffer is up to you. So what are you comfortable with getting down to in your checking account? Because I don't want it to go to zero or negative, right? And so you need at least some money in there just in case your math is wrong, in case something is more than you planned for it to be. Like if you have auto drafts coming out and maybe like it goes up $30 and you didn't realize it or didn't know that it was happening. So you want to have a checking account buffer. I prefer at least $100. Some people like to go up to $500. Some people like to just have $1,000 in there and that is their buffer, which is totally fine. I wouldn't do more than $1,000 as your buffer because you don't really need that. You can use it for something else, like something more specific or an emergency fund, but like move it out of the account so it doesn't accidentally get spent because that's what happens, right? So what are you doing to set yourself up for success with your money plan? You've got to be realistic. You've got to create a plan and make sure that the plan that you are creating is realistic for you, even if it's not all the money going toward debt like you want, because that's not realistic either, right? You've got your bills. And then what you do with what is left over is where the magic happens. And if you are taking every single penny after paying your bills and you're wanting to send it to debt, that's not realistic. And so when that doesn't happen, you get frustrated and feel like, well, this doesn't work. You still got to have some room for life in there, right? So you've got to be realistic. The other thing is the preparation. So like I mentioned earlier, habits, your routines, like what are you doing to prepare to set yourself up for success? So that is meal planning or making sure you know what you have and making sure you have quick, easy freezer meals. You could also, I do a lot of times if I'm making like a big meal that I don't make very often, like I'll do it with lasagna, sometimes meatloaf, not all the time. I make this homemade chicken penne meal. Like I make the sauce, everything from scratch. I will double it and freeze it. So now that is a little bit harder of a meal to throw in because it takes so much longer in the oven than just like frozen pizza. It takes like an hour to an hour and a half to cook because it's frozen. It's already cooked, but you know, it's a big pan. So it takes a while to actually cook. I will freeze chili in different soups. So I do like to have things in the freezer that are quick and easy. So what do you need to prep? Like what prep work do you need to do? That is like, it's like, you know, you want to do it before you can do the next thing. So go ahead and do it. Like what is keeping you from doing that? Do you need to go ahead and just get some highlighters and some pens? Maybe get yourself a little bag that you put your budget stuff in so you can carry it with you when you're in the car in case you have a few minutes where instead of just scrolling your phone, you have it there with you and you can, you know, track your expenses for the past couple of days or whatever. Maybe you need to get yourself a binder. So a 3-ring binder, some sticky notes, a pencil pouch so you can put your highlighters and your pens and your calculator and all that in it, and you keep that in your car. So just think about what you can do to help prepare yourself for those times when you're like, oh, I wish I had a book, or maybe you don't think that because you're so distracted by your phone. I've been doing, you know, I do the same thing. That's how I know. And I have been getting better about taking my bag and taking a book or something like that, because sometimes it can feel like, well, I don't have enough time to do all of that. You know, I only have 20 minutes. You can get a lot done in 20 minutes. You really can. And so if you give yourself permission to get a few things done in 20 minutes, even if it's not all of the things, and you're like, I can't get everything I want to get done in 20 minutes, Ashley, then lower your expectations and just do one thing. You can do one thing for 20 minutes, I promise. So it could just be tracking for the past couple of days. So, you know, I do see people, they get behind in tracking and they feel like they can't catch up. So then they just like, they just get further and further behind. And you can always restart from today with your tracking. You don't have to go backwards, right? You can start over from today. And I do that all the time. Like when life happens, I get busy. I have a certain time in the month where every single thing that is usually pending is clear. And that is my bank balance is literally my balance. And that's a good time. If you have that in the month, that's a great time to restart because like everything's taken out. Like the math, it is what it is. Like, it's not a math, like you're not going to make a math error or anything unless you just have totally forgotten something that hasn't cleared. But for me, everything like bills wise, is set up electronically. So I don't write any checks. I don't think most people do anymore. I have to write checks to school and I just wrote my last thing check. So now I have to like search and see if I have more checks somewhere. Hopefully I don't have to order checks. I need to get some more cash. That's my problem, is I've been out of cash or I didn't have the exact change for what they needed for school. And you have to have the exact change. Like they needed like fives and a 10 and stuff like that. And I had like 20s and 50s. So I had to write a check. I had to write a check for $5 in school the other day for a recorder because I could not find $5. I had a 20 and a 50 and I didn't want to go to the bank and so, or to the store. So I just ended up writing a check. So cause she had to have it like that so morning.
Setting yourself up for
success by being prepared and just taking stuff with you so that when you have, you know, even 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you can do a few things and, you know, reward yourself for that. Give yourself a sticker, you know, give yourself a little piece of candy, whatever you got to do to like reinforce the good behavior that we are. That's how we do things, whether you're a kid or an adult. Positive reinforcement is helpful. So what do you need to do to positively reinforce your behavior? So let me know, what are you going to do to start setting yourself up for success? Like, what are you going to do to kind of fill in the things that you know you need to do, but you've been putting it off because of something that is holding you back. And that something is what you need to do so that you can push through that and set yourself up for success. So let me know what that is. Make sure you're following along. New episodes are coming. I am getting caught up. You guys know that this year has been crazy, but last week I got caught up on a lot of work. This week I'm getting caught up on the housework and all the things in my personal life. And so I'm almost there. So we are getting back to a regular schedule. Make sure you're following along. Let me know what you are going to start doing to set yourself up for success with your money plan. And I will talk to you soon.